Okay, for the Chanukah, our learning should be the Leinishas Bach Tzibur V'Nasan Daniel Sabbath Aliyah Zitzar Levi. First, for all Klai, so Devan Hanukh Mardav for the Simcha Pesach Shachar Yisrael. Three Chanukah insights. Tavshin Pei, day number two. Our first insight comes to us from the Zera Kodesh, the Rupshitz Rebbe. He writes on Lel Hey the Chanukah, on the fifth night of Chanukah, and it's on the Ma'ariv version page Peiches. And he writes, he quotes the Gemara Shabbos, My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? And he says the Chanukah is all about Emuna and Bitachon. And says the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, that through the Nesiv miracle, a person is mechazik in their munah, their bonoshom. As you say in Al Nisim, Shemasur Gibor Biyar Chaloshim V'Rabim Biyar Ma'atim Aidei B'tchonim B'Hashem Yisparach, that we went out to war because of our munah and their bonoshom. That at the end of the day, it didn't matter what it looked like on the playing field, if they were bigger or stronger than us, we had bitachon in their bonoshom, and that is what brought us the Yeshua. And says the Rapshitzer Zera Kodesh, when a person realizes, you trust in the fully the Rabbona Shalom. Right? According to the Pasuk of Mahalal. At the end of the day, if a person constantly lives with the tremendous moon of faith in the Rabbona Shalom, no one could touch us, nobody, no person. We're not scared of any person. At the end of the day, the Midah, the DNA, says the Zera Kodesh, of Chanukah is one of Amuna. This is actually brought down as a remez by the Chiddush Harim. The first Ger Rebbe is quoted by the Sfas Emes, his grandson, in Tov Resh Laman Aleph. He says, these days of Chanukah are mesugalim b'yosel l'hashis ha'muna v'aminu b'talcha m'malach b'leiv. They're very mesugal for days for us to be able to conquer and to marinate and to absorb the midas of Amunah and b'talchon. And he says, the Tehillim says, Kuf Yud Beis, Zayin, Pesukim Zayin Teches, Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, Samach libo lo yira. So he says, we take the Soviet tevos, which means a person who's constantly focused and trust in the Rabbona Shalom, they're not scared of anyone. Says, take the Soviet tevos of Nachon Libo Batuach Ba'Hashem Somech Soviet tevos Chanukah. Because at the end of the day, Chanukah is the yontif of Emunah. It's the yontif of fully belief in the Rabbona Shalom. At the end of the day, Chanukah is one of Emunah, beautiful insight in Emunah and Bitachon from the Zera Kodesh. And the Chiddush Harim quoted by his grandson, the Sfas Emes, Tov Resh Laman Aleph, moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two is from the Yismach Yisrael. We've quoted this few times the past week or so, but I think it's very important. We'll say it again. Gemara and Shabbos tells us the Machlokas between Beshameh and Beis Hillel. The had a light. Beshameh says, Pochis Vaholech. Every night you go down one. You start with eight on the first night, and then seven, and six, and five, and four. And says Beis Hillel, no, this is how we pass in like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Most of all, every night, single night, we're going up. And he says that's exactly what it means to be a Jew. Every single time, we're always looking to be able to do more. At the end of the day, Beis Shammai is one of Sumera. You're going down one step and one step. Beis Hillel says, no, Asi Tov. The more you increase light in your life, the more the Yitzhar, the Ra will just fall away. And he says, this is actually another Machlokas later on, Shabbos Chofesim Abiz, of Hachna Osa Mitzvah or Alaka Osa Mitzvah. What is the point of the menorah? When do you conquer the mitzvah of the menorah? By placing the menorah? Lights by the window or by wherever you're, by the door, by the candles, or by the table, wherever it is, the placement of the candles, or the halakha, or the lighting. And he said, we know we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, but the halakha is also mitzvah. It's the same machlokas. Do you just put down sumira or halakha to be on fire for the Bona Shom? At the end of the day, we pass in most of halakha, like Beis Hillel. You're always looking to increase and halakha, the lighting, the inspiration, the energy, the passion, the commitment. This is exactly what the Sfas Emes says. Rav Weininger quoted the past few years. At the end of the day, the Sfas Emes says, you take the word Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael. You take the fire out of Yisrael. You take the energy and the passion and the loyalty and the motivation out of a Jew, you're left with 240. Ish out of Yisrael. 541 minus 240, you left with 301. Yisrael, 541. Minus Ish, 301, you left 240, which is a Malik. Because a Jew is nothing without the passion, without the fire, without the Moisif Aholich, and without the Halakha Usa Mitzvah. Matzvah Sassim says it's all that, it's the fire. It's the Yant of a fire. To make sure the fire inside is always burning. Beautiful insight from Yismach Yisrael, explaining the Gemara's in Shabbos, Machlokas Beshameh Bishillel, and Halakha Usa Mitzvah, and the remnants from the Sfas Emes. Moving on to Adin number three. Adin number three comes from the Kedushas Levi. We know the Kedushas Levi. He wrote special Torahs on Chanukah and Purim. He calls them Kedushas to Chanukah. So on the Kedushas Shlishis, he quotes the Beis Yosef and Simon Tov Resh Ayin. And the Beis Yosef, the very famous question on Chanukah, asks, why are there 8 days? Maybe there should really be 7 days. At the end of the day, there are different ways to answer, but the Beis Yosef and the Kedushas Levi says that at the end of the day, the first day was for the war, and the last day, the right in the Nitzachon of the Mechama, and then the last 7 days were for the miracle of the oil, lasting for 8 days.
This is what the Kedushas Levi says. He says, originally, he says the Kedushas Levi, we just thought we won the war because we had a good army. We had a good strategic plan. At the end of the day, only once we realized that the miracle happened because of the Neros Chanukah, and because the Neros Chanukah lasted for eight days, for those 7 extra days, then and only then to be realized retroactively that the war was also a miracle. Rosh Hashus HaMenorah Garam HaTzolah Mitzvah HaMenorah Hegin Aleim. That the whole point of the winning the war was because of the mitzvah, was because of the miracle of the menorah. The miracle of the menorah retroactively showed that the war from yesterday actually was in the Rabbanu Shem as well. That at the end of the day, we saw the first day was for the war, and then the 7 days we saw was for the lights. But we saw retroactively at the end of the day that the war was won from the Rabbanu Shem, wasn't by us. But we didn't realize until after the Neros, and that's why Lachin Asum Zeich Beliko Biyom Arishon Nerechad. That's what we make the Nerechad first, and then we have the Hatzalas Nefashos. Then we have the oil, because the 7 days showed us that really the first day was also a miracle. The war was also a miracle from the Rebbeinu Shem. This is why the Bell Zerebi, Rabbi Aaron Bell, says we say on Neros Halalu, and Neros Halalu Anon Malikim Al Nisim Al Niflos Al Chos Val Mechamos. He says we're talking about the Neros Halalu Anon Malikim, and then when you're throwing out the Val Mechamos, where's the Hadlakos and Neros? It's a zeichel in his pach hashemen. Why are you mentioning anything about the melchama? He says, no, this is exactly the point of the Kedushas Levi. Ki adlog is neiros haya achin zeichel in his hashemen ulam. Avil yesh bechach, zeichel gam nitzis nitzocho, niskalo dem afriya ki gam nitzocha melchama haya nis upela mito yisbarach shemo. He says, at the end of the day, we don't know why we say neiros halol, we're talking about the war, because we realized by the war, that the only reason why we won the war was because of the neiros, that at the end of the day, the war was also for the Rabbanu Shem. What an insight to understand that everything naturally, supernaturally, whatever we have in our lives, we see is from the Rabbanu Shem. That's the Ramban and the end of Parshas Bo. Supernaturally, naturally, everything is a miracle. Everything comes from the Rabbanu Shem. Let's just review these three ideas. We said from the Rapture to Rebbe, the Zera Kodesh, the Inyan, the DNA of the Yontif of Chanukah and Lel Hey, he says, the Inyan is one of Amunah, that Hashem lo yom ayas li adam, it's one of Amunah. We went into the battlefield, we understand that even when it's dark, we know the Rabbanu Shem is there. And that's what the Chidush Sharim quoted by the Sasemes and Tavresh Lamed Alf, Nach Limba Batuch Hashem, Samach Libo, lo yira, those Hosebites of Chanukah. Because at the end of the day, the Indian of Chanukah is one of Amunah, Bitachon, trust in the Bnei Shem. The second idea was from the Yismach Yisrael, Nachlokis, Beisol, Beisham, and Gemara, and Shabbos, Chafaf, and Mabez. Whether it's Pochis, Beholech, most of Beholech, do you add one or decrease? We pass in like Beisol, most of Beholech. That's the same Nachlokis, Valakos, and Mitzvah, or Nachos, and Mitzvah, lighting or placing. We pass in lighting, because the Jew's essence to light, to be able to look for inspiration, to build more Torah, more Tzvila, more Mitzvahs, more Kedusha, more Tahara, more looking for opportunities to be on fire for the Bnei Shem. And that's exactly what this Fasema says. If you take Ish, take the fire out of Yisrael, you take 301 out of 541. 541 minus 301 minus Ish, Yisrael minus Ish, you're left with a milk. You're left with coldness, you're left with nothing. A Jew's job is to be on fire from the Bnei Shem. And that's the third and final idea. Because Jesus Levi says, why, if he quotes from the Beis Yosef, why is it 8 days, it should really be seven? No, the first day was from the Yontif for the miracle of the war, and the last of the last seven days for the menorah. And that is exactly what the Kedushas Levi says. That at the end of the day, we only saw that the war was also from the Rabbanu Shem once we had the miracle of the oil. If we didn't have the miracle of the oil, we would have just said, oh, at the end of the day, it was our strategic plan. No, no, no. The miracle of the oil showed us that also the war was from the Rabbanu Shem. And this is exactly what the Belzer Rebbe says. We say, Haneris Halalu Anu Maklim Anisim Niflas on the Shos on the Chamas. Why are we mentioning the Chamas by Haneris Halalu? Because we saw that at the end of the day, because of the Neros, it was Niskala L'mafreya, retroactively, that Melchama was also from the Rabbanu Shem. And how important is this for us to be able to realize that everything we have is a miracle, everything we have is from the Rabbanu Shem. We should be Zohar to take these three ideas, to have a Munah of the Rabbanu Shem, the Yontif, the Chanukah is one of a Munah, most of Holich, always be on fire, always looking for commitment and energy in our Avodah Hashem, and seeing Hashem in everything in our lives, Bez Hashem, Avodah Chanukah, Shkoich.